Hey y'all, welcome to the Motivation Babe podcast. I am your host, Hills, the Motivation Babe, and I am on a mission to empower you and thousands of women every single day. Think of the Motivation Babe podcast as your go-to resource for mindset talks that give you the confidence to become the best version of yourself. I am so honored you are here. Get ready to level up as we dive in. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Motivation Babe podcast. It's me, it's your girl, it's Hills. Welcome back, friends. If you are a listener, I am so happy to have you back. I just love you. Thank you for being here. If you're brand new here, thanks so much for clicking this episode today. I hope this message inspires you, motivates you. The Motivation Babe podcast is your daily dose of motivation and inspiration, and I hope to impact your life one way, somehow, one person, every single episode. Okay, today I want to talk about a really important topic. At least it has been in my life, and I want to share this with you. Man, I posted a while back and it just hasn't left my mind about building your own table. This concept is and can be a game changer for you. Okay, I'm talking to all my highly ambitious women, and maybe you're in the growing phases of your career, of your side hustle, of your dream job. And We've heard this reference before, like, you know, having a seat at the table, and we can probably identify some of those key players, and they're at this table, this figurative table that we speak of. And sometimes, and I've been here, we wait to be offered a seat at that table. That was totally me. I wanted to wait my time. I wanted to get the experience, if it would be the acknowledgement from other high-performing people to have a seat at their table with them so I could then learn from them, grow with them, right? I have their acknowledgement. I don't know. Does anyone kind of relate to what I'm saying when you're waiting to be invited in? All right, y'all. Let me be really real for a second here. Having lived that scenario for years, I dropped that thought, and I did something completely different without even recognizing I was. I began to build my own table. And this is what I want to empower you to start thinking of today. I want you to think about building your own table and to stop waiting for a seat at anybody else's. We have to be proactive in creating the spaces, the environments that are going to facilitate our growth. Are you with me? So when we create our own table, this is the cool thing, y'all. You're naturally going to attract the right people to help you. You're naturally going to attract the high performing men and women in your life to come sit at the table with you. I'm going to tell you this, and I forget where I learned this from, but proximity is a very, very powerful thing, if you will. Proximity is very powerful. We've all heard this. You are the average five people you surround yourself with, right? We've heard that concept. Okay. We understand that. And, you know, I was actually talking to somebody recently about, I recognize that concept of, well, I am the five people, but I how do I begin to change my environment, right? And that's what I thought about. Well, you build your own table. You got to make it happen for yourself. And what's going to happen is you kind of have to go Lone Ranger on this for a minute, and you're going to start making your own waves and creating ripples in the communities, in the spheres of influence around you. Are you still with me here? Okay, so what I want to tell you, first and foremost, the hardest thing about creating your own table, the hardest thing about bringing proximity to the right people, to you, is going to be creating boundaries. This was such a powerful lesson I learned in 2022. When I began to build my own table, I moved to a brand new city. I began coaching, podcasting seriously. I really began to shift and pivot my entire career, my entire life. I mean, shoot, I'm in a brand new city building my name for myself. And I understood in order to grow, I would need to create boundaries from everything that was so I can become everything that is. One more time, I had to create boundaries from everything that was so I could become everything that is the Motivation Babe. Here is the crazy part about boundaries. It sucks, plain and simple. You know, we really look at the people, the things around us, because they served us so well. And what I want to say is, what got you here got you here. And this is something that I live by. What got you here got you here. In order to go to the next level, you have to create boundaries, right, from your past, because it won't serve you the same way. Maybe you can relate. Right. If it's a person, if it's a job that you've had and, you know, you got your first promotion, you got into the relationship. When you go back to that thing, it's just not as fulfilling. And I really believe that people and places and things come into our life to serve chapters. And it's up to us to close these chapters and move to the next chapter. And we know the beautiful thing about chapters is every chapter gets better. It's like this layer of life. This is called the evolution of your life. As you evolve, we create healthy boundaries. I want you to understand, boundaries is not a scary word. Sometimes it does suck when we have to create boundaries with people who served us really well. But when we think about it, guys, I want you to always do this. I want you to zoom out. This is one of my favorite things to do. I want you to zoom out. Does that person, does that job, does that idea, that business, do you see yourself 10 years from now, right, of that thing, that idea, having the same impact on your life? Is it helping you grow? And I don't mean in an ugly way. I really hope this message is translating. But oh my God, when I understood the grasp of this, when I understood the grasp of creating boundaries with my past and all that means, I was able to move forward. I was able to be proactive in my growth. I was able to create my own table. I was able to reinvent myself in a brand new city, doing things I have never done. Remember, if you can see it in your mind, you can have it in your life, but what's holding you back? Never, ladies. Listen to me. Never wait for anybody to give you permission to be in places that you want to be in. Never wait for permission. You go out there, you create it, you get it. You're in the driver's seat of your life. I want you to reflect right now and think about it. Are you waiting to get permission to go sit at somebody's table right now? If you are, how do you build that table for yourself? And then you're going to inspire a community around you and create opportunity for women to sit with you. This is the cool part of creating the ripple effect in your life, of how it transforms people around you. You are the change maker. If you're listening to this podcast, oh, I guarantee you, you're the change maker of your family, of your friends, of those people around you. You do things differently. You listen to this podcast because you invest in your mindset, you invest in your growth. I mean, you're giving me your time right now. I'm in your ear, giving you ideas, giving you lessons I have learned. You are the change maker. You have permission to build a table, and I guarantee the right people will come around you. And that creates a huge ripple effect, not only for you, but for so many other people. All right, y'all. I hope this episode was empowering, inspiring. I'm telling you, this is something I just can't let go of. This is a concept that's been really on my heart for quite a long time. And it was just something that I didn't realize I was doing for so long and how it's helped me grow. And now that I understand the concept of it, I want to help you do the same. I want to give you the permission that I felt I was waiting for. And again, remember, proximity is powerful. The proximity to the people in 10 years from now, zoom out, right? The things, the people, whatever, places, ideas. In 10 years, I want you to look at your life, and then I want you to come back to this very moment and begin to make the shifts and the changes necessary. Begin to develop those healthy boundaries. Let go of your past so you can move on into your future. And you can be a powerhouse of a woman, because that's what you are. No more playing small. This is the year we go all in. This is the year everything changes. And I truly believe that for us. All right, guys, message me if you liked this message. Like, send me a DM. I'm curious who this is going to resonate with, because I just love this concept so much, and maybe I should flesh it out a little bit more, but it's definitely just been top of mind for me, and I wanted to open the doors to this conversation. I hope this inspires, I hope this empowers you. Man, I hope you build your own freaking table today, okay? Screenshot, tag me, message me. You can find me on Instagram, @themotivationbabe_. Find the podcast, follow the podcast page, The Motivation Babe Podcast. All right, guys, until our next episode. Bye!